This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kohatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. Democratic candidates for President Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton are crisscrossing the prized state of California in the lead-up to the June 7th primary election. In two stops in Los Angeles this month alone, however, Clinton has been met by as many protesters as supporters. On May 5th, demonstrators lined the outside of her event in the heavily Latino neighborhood of East LA, castigating her record on immigration and other issues. At that event, however, she set herself apart from the presumptive GOP nominee Donald Trump for wanting to build a massive wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. Then, this week, activists confronted Clinton in L.A. once more. The Human Rights Alliance for Child Refugees and Families organized a protest against Clinton for her record of supporting the coup in Honduras that unleashed a wave of desperate refugees and her subsequent hardline on deporting women and children back to the violent Central American nation. The Department of Homeland Security on May 12th announced a wave of deportations aimed at Central Americans. My guest is Nancy Zuniga. She is the coordinator of the Human Rights Alliance for Child Refugees and Families. Welcome to the program, Nancy.
Thank you, Sonali.
Thanks so much for joining us. Well, first, tell us what happened this week. Why specifically did you confront Hillary Clinton, particularly when you have somebody who's so rabid against immigrants like Donald Trump? From a mainstream perspective, it might not make sense that Hillary Clinton isn't the friend of immigrants.
Yes, thank you, Sonali. It's a pleasure to be here. But yeah, it's true. That's usually the argument. That, you know, even a vote against Hillary is a vote for Trump. But what we are noticing, and we're looking at the facts, is that really Hillary has actually acted on what Trump says. So we're really looking at, you know, we haven't forgotten. We have a historical memory, and we have not forgotten both the things that Hillary has said and what she's acted upon. As you were mentioning initially, she was directly implicated with the coup in Honduras. And we know that the rise in forced migration from the region is not accidental. It's not coincidental that as the coup and other different policies of militarization in the region have been escalating, that all of a sudden we see this rise in unaccompanied minors and mothers and children, and a lot of trans, queer, also migrants that are fleeing the region. So we don't see these things as coincidental. And, you know, there is enough evidence to show that Hillary Clinton is directly involved, and we are not forgetting that. And refugees, you know, are the ones that are basically paying the cost for these policies. And we want to make sure that, you know, we let Hillary Clinton know that just because it's the presidential election time, that, you know, now she is saying that she is against family detention, but her actions show otherwise. And so we want to make sure that we emphasize this.
And I want to ask you a little bit more about family detention. But first, on this issue of her immigration record, even if we set aside her responsibility for the coup in Honduras, what has she said on the issue of Central American migrants and refugees, particularly minors? What has she said in terms of wanting to send them back to Central America? And has her tune changed from before she was officially running to after she started running?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is what we're seeing, you know, that refugees are being placed in this political game, because we see the way that her tone has changed. You know, we 2 years ago in the summer of 2014, when this surge, quote unquote, as the media called it, of unaccompanied minors, mostly from Central America, were getting to the border and being placed in these horrible conditions, in these ice boxes or hieleras, as people call them, because they were so cold. She came out saying that, you know, these children should be deported. They should return. And so now for her to come out, even in her campaign propaganda, you know, with children and saying that she's going to secure families, is completely hypocritical. It is completely contradictory to what she has said when this actually surge, quote unquote, happened. And so, you know, we see the political game that's happening, and we are really not going to buy it. And we want the communities really to rise up and denounce that, that we are not going to, again, allow for refugees, for children, for women, for all migrants to really be in this game.
So tell us what happened this week and where it happened. How did you confront Hillary Clinton, either directly or even just outside her event, where she is hoping for a large portion of Latino voters in particular to come out and support her on June 7th?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, we found out that, you know, she was having a fundraiser, very disconnected from where, you know, many of the communities affected are actually at, right? In a very high income area in Los Angeles. And so, you know, we called the community to really show up and let her know that we are really upset and that we are not going to forget the things that she has stood by. And now she is, saying otherwise. And that she is implicated with forced migration out of our region, and also with very many punitive laws that the Clinton legacy has also here in the U.S., right, also criminalized black and brown bodies. So we see all these things connected. And what we did was we called the community out to come out, and there was about 100 people that came out really denouncing her, you know, involvement with forced migration and with Central American forced migration. It was really great. The community really understands the root causes for migration and really sees Hillary Clinton and the Democrats, you know, as being culprits of this situation, of this humanitarian crisis that we're seeing.
And this isn't the first time that Latino voters, supporters, people from the Latin American community, Mexican American community, et cetera, have confronted Hillary Clinton. Just this month, earlier this month, she faced a massive show of force in the streets as well. And do you see what happened this week as an extension of what happened earlier this month?
Most definitely. You know, one of our strong allies of the alliance, Unión del Barrio, made that call in East LA to really confront, especially on a day like Cinco de Mayo, right? A day with, you know, that celebrates resistance, right? Of the Batalla de Puebla. So ironically for her to come on a day like that and really try to lie to the Latino community that she is standing by our communities, when in reality she has done otherwise by criminalizing our communities and in our home countries, allow for the U.S. to continue its legacy of terror. And so I think it's definitely connected. I think much of the youth also is really making these historical connections, which is really exciting. Most of the folks that showed up, you know, it was a really great mix of people, but a lot of them were youth that were letting her know that, you know, they weren't going to buy her rhetoric. They weren't going to be part of her political game, and that basically she's not welcome in Los Angeles, where it's a heavily Latino community.
Let's talk about the impact of immigration policies under Democratic leadership, in this case President Obama, and its impact on families, in particular the newly arrived refugees from Central America. Earlier this year, in fact around New Year's, Homeland Security had announced the first wave of deportations. They basically just said publicly that they were going to go and conduct raids in communities and round up families who had basically lost their legal appeals for refugee status and deport them. And this, in the middle of this month, a similar call, a similar public announcement was made. What is the impact? What sort of fear does this generate in communities all around the U.S. where Central American newly arrived refugees have tried to rebuild new lives?
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is something that, you know, we have denounced from the beginning. And even before, like you were mentioning, these are public statements, right? But we know that ICE and the Department of Homeland Security has been terrorizing our communities for a long time now. But the fact that they made this so public, so open, it's like a blatant, announcement of terror. We know that a lot of the community, not just Central Americans, but the larger undocumented community too, was very scared, even to take their children to school, to do things that they do on an everyday basis. This is a level of psychological terror, really, that ICE is implementing on our communities, and that's why we have been fighting back and really denouncing those that we consider culprits of this. When it comes to these families that have, fleed so much violence, so much structural violence in their home countries, we see this as just another layer of terror. A lot of these families are leaving very serious violent conditions, and then they come here, and there's this other layer of psychological terror, really trauma, that is being caused on these families and young children as well, that know that, at any point, they could, they can be taken.
And it's under a Democratic president that we've seen the greatest, the record number of deportations. President Obama has overseen a record number of deportations compared to any other U.S. president, earning the nickname Deporter in Chief. And you referred earlier to family detention, where whole families, women and children and their children, are being held in detention centers in Texas, Arizona, et cetera, that have had some very serious rights violations. We've covered those stories. So looking to Hillary Clinton, who is likely to not be any better than President Obama, to you, is there a real difference between a Democrat or a Republican, even a Republican like Trump, if you are an undocumented person in the United States today?
No, I mean, it's in of the same. Again, we are making these statements based on facts, right? So, I mean, the Democrats can say, and many of them have come out, not enough, but some of them have come out, in different statements, talking about these refugees, now recognizing them as refugees. But those, unfortunately, have been, empty statements, political statements, right, which don't come backed up with any real political will to really change what's going on. Family detention, deportations has been on a rise under the Obama administration, and that's something that we cannot look away from, something that we have to, organize our communities around, to seeing who it is really that is our enemy. The Democrats, again, we have said it, it's not just those that are blatantly making all these racist, anti-immigrant statements. It's not just them. It's also the ones that are silently being bystanders. And many Democrats have done that and allowed for the president to, not take real action and instead really unleash all this terror against these refugees.
And so what are you calling on Hillary Clinton to do? Because the best time to try to influence a politician's policies and their platform is when they're running for office. She wants votes. She desperately needs the votes of Californians in the upcoming primary election. What are you demanding from her in order to win you and others over?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, we understand that, right now is such a key moment. And we want to let her know that, it is important. We want to hear what her positions are on foreign policy. We want to hear what her positions and what solutions, real solutions, she has to, issues of policies in Latin America, particularly in Central America, because we know that underway there are so many policies that are forcing our communities out. The so-called drug war in Central America. We know right now of the Alliance for Prosperity plan also that is underway, that was a response to the unaccompanied minors situation, right, that just gives more money over to the region for militarization. We want her to take positions, and we want to hear how she plans to, change these things, because we believe, right, that all types of immigration, incarceration is not humane. It is not right. And we are openly against it. And so, you know, talking about family detention, talking about trans detention, which also is on the rise, we are asking Hillary to really look at our demands, to really see both foreign policy and immigration policy and what are her real solutions based on what the community is demanding. We don't want to hear any more blank statements that she's just against something. What is she going to do? We want to see the end to all types of detention, all types of raids and criminalization of refugees and migrants.
Finally, Nancy, we haven't talked about the other presidential candidate from a major party in this race, and that's Bernie Sanders. How does he compare to Trump and Clinton?
So, I mean, you know, one thing that we made very clear on this action this last week was that, you know, this we understand that it's a political game right now, and that politicians are going to be saying all kinds of different things that maybe their records don't back up. And we made it very clear, too, that even if there might be Bernie supporters amongst the crowd, that it wasn't about Bernie, that this isn't just about Bernie versus Hillary. It's beyond, it's about Hillary, but it's also beyond Hillary as well. And so, you know, there are folks in our groups that are Bernie Sanders supporters. But for us, you know, I think for the Alliance, it's more important about how these folks are actually providing solutions. What is it that, what is their platform, and how does it really involve a long-term strategy of not just how refugees are treated in this country, which is a completely flawed system, but also how does the U.S. Really stop intervening in Latin America, because that is what is pushing our communities out in the first place.
Right, it's an issue of foreign and domestic policy.
Exactly, exactly. And well, with Nancy, Bernie, you know, he has come out saying different things, but really we want to hear more about actual solutions.
Give out a website for your organization, the Human Rights Alliance for Child Refugees and Families.
Yes, our website is www.refugeerightsnow.com.
And we'll post a link to that from our site later today. Nancy, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Sonali.
Nancy Zuniga is the coordinator of the Human Rights Alliance for Child Refugees and Families. This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com.